do what you love. You know, if you are passionate, if you're authentic, it's going to really come out in your brand. And don't be afraid to really put out there your why and your purpose.
Welcome to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Valbert Marketing, LLC, where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started. I am here with Kim Marie McKernan. Kim, what's up? How are you?
I'm great today. Happy spring.
Happy spring. We've had beautiful weather in Western New York. I'm excited to be talking to you because we do similar things in the fact we're both in like marketing, branding, stuff like that. But I love what you're doing at Inspired Outcomes. And I want to give you an opportunity to share, you know, from a higher level, what exactly is Inspired Outcomes and what do you do for your clients?
So thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to get to know you and your audience. So I work with business owners who want to bring their vision to life with a strong brand that generates results. And when I say a brand, I mean a true brand. So it reflects what's unique and sets you apart. It's defined by your why and purpose. That's really important to me. And it also aligns with your ideal customer and promotes loyalty. So I have various offerings. So for people who are starting something new, I call it your vision branded. But I also work with existing businesses who need a refresh, who've maybe been doing the same thing for a while, but their business has changed and their customers don't know it. So I call that your brand renewed. And then I work with lots of folks such as yourself, Ben, on your brand elevated, where we do the foundational elements that they need, something like a logo, campaigns, visual identity system, website. And it really is a comprehensive view starting with a strong brand.
I love it. And I like that you say a comprehensive view where you're coming in and it sounds like whether I need a rebrand or I'm literally starting from the start, starting from scratch, you can help me. So is there a sweet spot? Do you have like a perfect client? Like if we could connect you to the perfect client, what exactly are you looking for? Do you like doing those rebrands? Do you like starting from scratch? Do you have a sweet spot?
Yes. So I like to work with directly with business owners who are either starting something new or their business is changing. But the real heart of this is, do they value excellence? And that's what I found. Those customers where marketing and branding is really important to them, they're going to take the time and effort to work on it together with me.
I love that. Do you value excellence? Because obviously coming from Kim, it's apparent that you value excellence. So your values are their values. If you value excellence, Kim does as well. Is that your big why? Like, what are your values? You mentioned how you are very why-driven. Was there a moment in time or a purpose behind starting this business? First, let's answer, how long has Inspired Outcomes been a business? How long have you been a business owner with this?
I'm still a newbie. I started in October of 2019.
Congrats.
After 30 years in the corporate world. So I'm learning every day. And, you know, my why is really around this belief I have that it's small businesses and startups that can change the world. That increasingly we live in this volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous, you probably heard the term VUCA, world. And everything's changing, including marketing, right? So by having a more collaborative and creative approach and positive approach, I think we can change how we're doing marketing and make it more effective and increase the impact of businesses who have a strong purpose, who want to change the world as well. So I really believe in small business and I'm there 100% to help them.
I love that you're so cause driven. It's more than just, hey, let's make a ton of money with marketing because we're capitalists and this is how economy works. It's let's change the world through good branding, through value driven. I'm curious, like I always love case studies or examples. Like, can you give us an example or a case study of a client you've worked with, maybe their mission or their service and how you've collaborated with them to really help this come to fruition?
Yes, I'd love to share. One of my clients is a company called Feelings Rock. And she has been in the business of doing music and movement for preschoolers for a long time. And she immediately responded when COVID happened and realized what these families needed. And we created a new business called Feelings Rock with the ability to connect kids and what they're feeling now and how important that is. So we worked together to define her brand. We did a logo, we did a website, and we're actively creating the characters and the music. So the whole piece for what families need now. And I think that's a perfect example of when you start with the brand, you work in this really collaborative way. You know, we brought in an illustrator, we brought in a graphic designer, we brought in musicians, all of them aligned with the brand. And everything is happening almost effortlessly, and it's all staying on brand. So it's really exciting project for me, that one.
That is exciting. Let me actually write that down. So Feelings Rock.
Yeah.
I want to look these guys up and
Just starting and you can see big things coming from them, Ben. So follow them.
I want to keep in touch with them. And if people at home, you can always rewind. You're going to want to take notes. If I was on the other end and just listened to a podcast, I'd just be taking notes like crazy. But since I'm on the podcast, I don't get to take notes. I get to take them later. But if you're listening now, write down Feelings Rock, take some notes here. Because in a little bit, I want to get in some actionable tips for businesses and branding, but I do want to get to know you a little bit better. I always like to shout out Rochester, Western New York. I'm born and raised here in Rochester. And you're out in Buffalo, which is awesome. Tell me a little bit about, you know, your connection to Western New York, stories in Rochester, things you love to do, just anything higher level that keeps you in this region, even when we got a lot of snow.
Sure. I love this region and I'm so proud to be from here. And I have this wonderful Buffalo-Rochester connection that I really want to share with you. So I've lived in Buffalo my whole life. I went away to school in Syracuse. I studied in London. I've studied in China. But my husband is from Rochester. And when we met, he moved to Buffalo and when we got married. But we are back and forth all the time because he is a professional jazz musician. And he plays in a band called Paradigm Shift. And they're the other two guys are based in Rochester. So we burn up the thruway. We're back and forth all the time. And I know you also have a passion for music. And what I've found is that when you are in music, you're let into worlds that you wouldn't normally be let in. And you get to see places and do things that, you know, that you wouldn't otherwise. And I want to tell you a beautiful story of my favorite experience in Rochester, totally unexpected. It was a cold night and my husband and he had a gig. We arrived at a very nondescript building on Monroe Avenue and he was going to play. And we got there and he's a Hammond B3 organ player. So we get there and he's got to carry all this heavy equipment up this tall stairway. And we're both like, oh no, you know, what is this gig? What's going to happen? So we loaded it up and we get up there and it is the Community Darkroom Galleries in at Genesee Center for Arts and Education. It's a photography studio. And it's an opening for this incredible photographer. His name, and he was there. His name is David Johnson. And he apprenticed, and you won't believe this, with Ansel Adams. He was the first African-American apprentice, and he did photography that had the life of his community. It was the most incredible work. I can close my eyes and think about it today. Mm. And I got to meet him and dance to a jazz band to Love this it. Incredible man who is now 92 years old. So you never know how your evening's going to end up. Never expected that. And it was one of the most magical experiences I ever had in Rochester.
That's incredible. And I'm so happy that you love Rochester. You stay here as a husband, as a jazz musician, as an avid traveler and learner. You could be anywhere in the world and you chose here. So we appreciate having you around.
Thank you. And he loves it. And in Buffalo, the fact that we go back and forth, he doesn't miss Rochester because we go back and forth so much. So it's really become this wonderful connection. I have so many friends in Rochester that I just love.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm wondering, like everyone else is, I'm very actionable and I'm always looking at tips and I like mentorship. And I just believe that there's literally like so much. I've learned so much from this podcast and it's only like a tiny fraction of where I see myself being in 6 months to a year to 6 years to 10 years. How has learning or mentorship played a role in your life? Do you have a direct mentor or who do you go to for education, information on branding, or just being a woman-owned business?
So I actually have two formal mentors and an accountability partner, which I also highly recommend, and informal mentors as well. And I'm proud to say I'm also a mentor for people, and I love that piece. I'm a mentor at an organization called ShiftCo, which is for conscious entrepreneurs, and another one called Collective Brains, which is a startup that matches mentors and businesses. Wow. And my own personal mentor, I have one from SCORE. And this is something any small business has access to, tremendous experts. And I'll tell you, I use them. I really find that external perspective can help you see that thing you're missing. So I really recommend that. And I'm happy if someone is looking for a mentor, I'm happy to either connect them or play that role as well.
I love that. External perspective can help you see the thing you're missing. It's so eloquently put. And it sounds like you're open-minded to mentor and have those conversations and really help mission-driven business owners. How do people get in touch with you? I like to leave it for the end, but we're on it. Let's talk about it now. How do people call you, email you, website? How do we stay in touch?
So my website is Inspired Outcomes Now. So don't forget the now piece.
Okay. .com.
And I'm also very active on LinkedIn and I do a monthly blog post called Insights in Branding, Marketing, and Reinvention. And I try to really make that a valuable piece of information of what I'm seeing in the branding and marketing world. And I invite that discussion on some of these concepts, because it's really changing and it's a great time to be a purpose-driven business. And I want to support that.
Yeah. And everyone, you should be supporting Kim too, if you're a purpose-driven business. You are a wealth of information. We can't go through everything that you release on your blog, but let's talk some marketing tips. So let's assume that I'm a brand new business and I have a dream, I have a mission, and I'm excited to go to market, but I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm surprised that I'm in this role as an entrepreneur. I have this mission-driven goal, but I never went to business school. I never went to marketing. And I know I have value to give, but I don't know where to start. So imagine I'm literally starting from scratch. Where should I start? The easy answer is to call you, because every conversation is going to be different. But are there any tips for someone who's just getting started?
Absolutely. So my feeling is that the first step is always a commitment to a true brand, right? That you decide you want this, that a brand matters to you, that you want to be authentic. And the benefits of that are tremendous. You can use it to stand out from everyone else in your field. You want to attract those loyal customers, repeat customers. You do that with brand. And the third thing is you want to attract customers you want to work with, that you're going to love. That's going to give you the satisfaction in your work. When you work hard as your own business owner, you want to love what you're doing. So attract those right customers to you. And I always say, think very holistically of a brand. A lot of people think narrowly, oh, it's my logo. No, it's every single interaction that your customer has with you influences it. And they own the brand, not you. It's in their perception. So pay attention to all those touch points, all those experiences they have with you. And I really feel it's important to look at all aspects. Don't just look at the service or product. Who are you? What do you bring that's unique? How do you interact with that client? And of course, what is your why? You know, people want to work with others that they believe in, that they understand what they're about. So pay attention and add that. Be proudly talk about your purpose when you do your business. Those, I think, would be some things I'd want to leave with anybody just starting out.
Absolutely. Proudly talk about your purpose. Be holistic. Be full spectrum. A lot of people don't realize this, but a simple example is if you go to the gym, let's say you're a guy, you go to the gym and you do the bench press every day for 6 months, but you never work out your legs. Before you know it, you've got this big, strong upper body and you've got these tiny little chicken legs. And I've got a small legs myself, so I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I'm not perfect either, but in business, we sometimes do that exact same thing. We are worried about, you know, our value statement on our website or our products and services, but our daily interactions, maybe we're not present. Maybe we lack conviction, or we haven't really thought about our purpose enough where we don't know how to describe it to someone. So it gets confusing and muddled. And this, for some business owners, seems like it could be very tough. You know, it could be one of the hardest parts. Is there any exercises? What comes to mind is just a free write, but is there any exercises that your business is due to better align with their purpose and better figure out their why if they maybe don't know how to say it or don't know what it is exactly?
Yes, actually, that's totally part of the service that I offer. And I have some tips and tools that help with this. I also have on my website a brand assessment that I've created to help people who are just starting out. So if you go to my website, www.inspiredoutcomesnow.com, right at the top is a banner. Click there. It's just 10 questions, but it helps you to assess, is my problem marketing? Is my problem branding? Or is it that I need to just be more clear to my customers about my why? So I hope that this would be helpful to a lot of your listeners that is a first step to get started.
Yeah, I know my brand pretty well, but I honestly don't know my brand DNA as well as I should. I should be taking that assessment. I'm going to take it. Everyone should, whether they're new or let's say you've been in business for a while, you've done great. However, the world's gone digital and word of mouth isn't exactly what it used to be because your competitors are advertising like crazy. You've never focused on branding. I think there's a lot of people in that position where maybe they're a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, salesperson within a company where they have their company's brand, but they're a salesperson. They want to build a personal brand, or you're a business. You've been in business 5, 10, 20 years. You need a rebrand to kind of 2021 2022 your style, launch into out of COVID better than you came into it. I feel like a lot of people are in that position where they just haven't focused on branding and they are just realizing they should. Any examples for someone there where they're higher level, they already have a business, they might even be wondering, do I need branding? And then one day they realize that they probably do. Where do they start? Is there any taking off points for them?
Yes. So I'm going to tell you a story of one of my clients that I think is a great success story. She very much therapeutic massage and wellness services. She's been in business 10 years and successful. She was never happy with her online presence, right? I mean, she told me she like wouldn't even refer people to her website because she wasn't happy with it. So, and she did it herself largely in terms of the text and the copywriting and the messaging. So she used my services of Your Brand Renewed. And we really looked at who she is now, which is very different than when she started. And that became the foundation of her website. Her website went live and it was an incredible success. She said within days, she had so many new customers that she had to hire an additional therapist. And she had been in business, right? So it just that having this alignment of your messaging was really truly who you are. And having that professional website reflecting who you are so accurately works wonders. So she was extremely happy with it. So I think looking at the brand, even as an established business, can really shed some new light on what you can do on the marketing side.
Yeah, congrats on that. Even if you are established, you can, it's the analogy I like to give, and let's just do this for fun. You put your hand in the air as high as you can, put it higher. So we, and the question was, not the question, but the assertion is put it as high as you can. And a lot of times we do that. We put it as high as we can. And then all you have to say is put it higher. There's an extra few inches. And a lot of businesses, I think, might be in that position where they're doing great. They're putting their arms in the air. However, there's another 2, 3, 4 inches that they could stretch. They could get on their tippy toes. Before you know it, your biggest problem is hiring people because your brand's so good that ultimately the business comes in. I guess in a perfect world, people want to work for you and they want to be your employee because they're aligned with that vision. They're aligned with that brand. I'd love to get there myself. I'm not in that position yet. It seems like you help businesses get to that position. Wealth of knowledge. I want to keep it lighthearted, move into the rapid fire round. Short, sweet, short answers, either or question, just to get to know Kim a little bit better.
Great.
Are you a coffee or tea person?
Coffee.
What about beer or wine?
Wine, definitely.
Cats or dogs?
Cats.
You're a Western New Yorker. What's your favorite season? Do you like the winter?
I do like winter, but autumn's my favorite.
Autumn's the favorite. Are you a morning person?
No. I'm married to a jazz musician. It's nighttime for sure.
I'm a big music guy, so I get that entirely. Bit of a longer answer. If books, education, is there certain podcasts or books you'd recommend, places you go for insight?
You know, I really like a range of information. So I like to have a full, you know, I don't just look at business related. I like to really learn about all kinds of things from brain science to art to music. So I really like that variety. And I'm always looking for something new. I've been part of a book club for years. And what I love about it is it exposes me to new authors I wouldn't have found on my own. So I'm always looking for new and opportunities to kind of expand my knowledge.
Yeah, you always got to be expanding your knowledge. You you're a wealth of information. I want people to learn more. This is a whole nother podcast, so we didn't really touch on it, but you have a podcast of your own. Can we kind of talk, you know, the higher level on what your podcast is about and what people can expect from that?
Sure. So I had the opportunity to go back for a second master's degree in addition to an MBA.
Congrats.
And learn the science of creativity. And in Buffalo, we have right now the only master's degree in the field of creativity and change leadership. And it opened up a whole new world for me. I mean, I learned like 100 different tools to increase your level of creativity and innovation. And I learned about a concept called appreciative inquiry. And I became a facilitator in that area. And this is the basis of my business. So that's what makes what I do unique and proprietary, because I combine creativity, appreciative inquiry, and what I know for 30 years, which is branding and marketing. So to give back to that creativity community, a friend of mine and I started a podcast called Creative Flow, Thinkers and Change Agents. And once a month, we interview a range of folks who are out there doing work to apply creativity in new ways. I mean, we've had everything from an emergency room doctor in Pakistan to this month, it's a person who uses creativity in food, to people who are very corporate, all using creativity and the science of creativity. So I have loved doing this podcast. It's truly a labor of love. And we're now on our 14th episode.
Congrats. Yeah. What's the full name again?
Creative Flow, Thinkers and Change Agents.
Got it. Creative Flow, Thinkers and Change Agents. I'm going to go hit subscribe. If you haven't subscribed to my podcast, you should. You should subscribe to Kim's. And again, you know, your website, contact info, where do we go to ask you a question and learn more?
So my website is www.inspiredoutcomesnow. Again, don't forget the now.com. You can sign up for complimentary discovery session with me at any time. I'm also very active on LinkedIn. I post my blog there as well as on my website. So I really invite you to go there, and please, like we talked about earlier, take that brand assessment. I'd love to know what you think.
Yeah, I'm going to take the assessment just because I'm curious about where my Achilles heel is, where my weak spots might be. I'm wondering, because we're going to have to do a whole nother podcast, because I want to talk about ultimately your podcast, and that's a whole new topic, but there's so many places we could take the conversation. Is there anything that I really should have asked you? Let's say I knew Kim Marie a lot better. Anything I would have asked you if I knew you better or knew a little bit more about your business?
Yes, I think for me, I could also talk at length about this concept of appreciative inquiry.
Yeah.
And it's a new topic for many people, but this idea of starting with strengths, successes, and the positive is so needed now. And just even having a gratitude practice in your life can make a big difference as a business owner. And so I encourage you, you know, anyone listening to this, learn a little bit more of that just try it. Try writing down three things you're grateful for. Why did they happen, and how can you bring more of that into your life? And see what it does for you. I'd love to hear your feedback on that.
I love it. I'll tell you, Kim, I personally do that every morning. I've got my journal. I've got my gratitude. My tip for people is every day I try to provide a recommendation or referral, or I try to give a gift, even if the gift is just like calling someone up and giving them a compliment or giving them a physical gift. But you do that once a day. It's 365 gifts in the year. You really start building brand recognition. You really start giving out a lot of goodwill. That's my final tip. I'm wondering if you can give us one more free tip. The journaling, writing down your gratitude, is a great personal tip. Let's say I'm a business owner. Any branding tips, anything to end with to really turbocharge, supercharge my brand?
I would say, you know, really do what you love. You know, if you are passionate, if you're authentic, it's going to really come out in your brand. And don't be afraid to really put out there your why and your purpose.
Kim, you've been amazing. Kim Marie McKernan, appreciate you coming on the show. I hope to have you on again.
Thank you. I enjoyed it so much. I'm so glad to meet you and to connect in this way.
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone.